the University of Alabama School of Law, online. Choose between an LLM in tax or business transactions for lawyers, or a Juris Master in taxation for non-lawyers. Connect and learn with live lectures. Details at bamabydistance.ua.edu.
Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. The likelihood of the Federal Reserve lowering interest rates is pushing up the price of gold, way up. But that rally is not extending to all precious commodities. We'll check in with a Journal reporter in a moment to explain. First, these money and market stories you should know. The Labor Department's annual time use survey reveals that working women put in about 7 hours and 20 minutes during the average workday last year. That's the most time spent on the job since the survey began in 2003. Men spend slightly less than 8 hours a day on the job. And the gap between the average workday for women and men has fallen to its smallest on record. Also, working women who care for a child spent on average 2 hours a day doing that in 2018. That's an increase of about 15 minutes from the year before. Meanwhile, employed men with children spent less than an hour and a half on childcare on an average day, down from 2017. But overall, the share of workers who take care of children dropped to 22.2% in 2018, down from nearly 25% back in 2003. And that's mainly due to the decline in fertility in the U.S. And if you found a wallet with money in it, would you return it? Turns out people who found wallets returned them more often when they had a small sum of money than if the wallets didn't have any money at all. The journal Science published a study by a group of international researchers who wanted to test the tension between financial self-interest and honesty of people around the world. They found that people on average returned 40% of wallets with no money in them, but 51% of wallets with some money. Now, these weren't random wallets. Research assistants pretending to be tourists dropped off the wallets at the front desks of banks, theaters, museums, post offices, hotels, and public offices. The wallets had ID in them and a grocery list to look like they belonged to local residents. In some cases, they also had cash. The most money any wallet contained was about $90, and 72% of those wallets were returned. That's a much higher return rate than for wallets with no cash at all. In only two countries was a higher number of wallets with no cash returned. That happened in Peru and Mexico.
The University of Alabama School of Law, online. Choose between an LLM in tax or business transactions for lawyers or a Juris Master in taxation for non-lawyers. Connect and learn with live lectures. Details at bamabydistance.ua.edu.
All the talk of a possible interest rate cut by the Federal Reserve has sent gold prices soaring. In fact, when word came from Fed Chairman Jerome Powell that a rate cut is on the table as an option for the balance of 2019, the price of gold hit a level not seen in about 6 years. Let's bring in Wall Street Journal reporter Joe Wallace for more on this. So, Joe, an assortment of metals in addition to gold are seeing prices jump as a result of the interest rate talk.
Yeah, so gold is up 3% today. That's its biggest move since October last year. As you say, it's trading near a six-year high at about $1,390 an ounce. And it's not just gold, as you say. Copper is up 1.3% in London. Nickel is up 1.5%. The Federal Reserve has really unleashed this with its talk of a possible interest rate cut last night.
Now, while the gold-related stocks and gold ETFs have risen, I guess industrial metals are not seeing the same boost in price.
Yes, you're quite right. I mean, I think that's partly because gold is more of a kind of purely financial asset, whereas industrial metals are also, while they are bought by investors, they're also bought and sold a lot by actual construction companies and people who use them in business. And that means that, firstly, they don't react quite as much to central bank talk. And secondly, it means that there are all sorts of other headwinds to the sector right now, primarily arising from the US-China trade tensions and concerns about growth in China and the world economy.
And just to dive into the mechanics of gold a bit, the lower interest rates make gold a more attractive asset. It also causes many investors to turn away from assets like government bonds.
Yes, so it's no coincidence that this rally is taking part as the Fed is talking about lowering interest rates for the first time since the financial crisis. Gold doesn't pay an interest rate. you would only want to hold it if you think its price will rise. And so the kind of opportunity cost, the cost of missing out on holding interest-bearing assets such as government bonds will tend to fall when interest rates fall, which makes gold more attractive. There's a kind of second mechanic as well that's going on, which is that gold, like most other commodities, is traded in terms of the dollar. So when interest rates fall, that brings the dollar down, and that makes gold and other commodities more attractive to international buyers because they're suddenly cheaper in dollar terms. So you have these two twin effects of the lower rates and the lower dollar.
But when we look ahead, the crystal ball gets a little cloudy. And in terms of the overall commodities market, some people you spoke with for your story say investors should not get too overconfident, but others say that there are some factors in place that could actually put a floor under prices.
Yeah, so this is especially to do with industrial metals. So one reason, as I said, not to get too over-optimistic about them is that, you know, heading into the G20 meeting between Presidents Xi and Trump later in the month, it's really all to play for in regarding the trade conflict. Metals like copper, which are highly acutely sensitive to growth in the world economy, have really been pummeled this year on the back of the trade tensions. So, you know, until we know whether the US and China are going to reach a deal and put off further tariffs, it's really not a time to get too optimistic about them. On the other hand, some analysts and investors say there are kind of longer term brewing sources of strength in the industrial metal market. The first one is that miners really haven't invested too much in new mining capacity since the commodity price slump of 2014 and 15. That's meant there's a bit of a kind of shortage of metal out there. Obviously, commodities are highly responsive to kind of supply and demand. So when supply is weak, that can raise prices. And there are other shorter-term bottlenecks on supply right now. For instance, there's a strike going on at a huge Chilean mine called Chuquicamata, run by Codelco. And that has lifted prices a bit in recent weeks, too.
All right, so we will follow your coverage on WSJ.com and the WSJ app and follow the price of gold and other commodities. And that's our Wall Street Journal reporter, Joe Wallace, from our London bureau. Joe, thanks for coming on the show.
Pleasure. Thank you very much.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.